Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fitness on the Front Lines, where we're about to get fired. I, as always, am Corey, and across the table from me is my co-host, Eric.
Hey.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm good.
Doing pretty good. On this Thursday, we're about to get blown away again for the second afternoon in a row. Dude, it started raining yesterday. Did you leave while it was raining?
Yes.
Okay, so did you have to drive through it, or yes. Was it... Okay.
Everybody had on their hazard lights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. It was like blowing rain here at 5:30. It was so bad. I didn't end up leaving. See, I think it was... I left at like 6:50-something, close to 7, just waiting for it to calm down a little bit, and it still didn't really calm down. It was just like pouring rain. Did it pour rain your whole way home?
Up until Hazel Green.
Okay. See, that's really funny.
So over halfway.
Well, see, like, Mom and Dad said they were in, like, South Huntsville, and it was, like, come a flood down there. They said it was, like, 4 inches in, like, 30 minutes.
Jeez.
They said, like, literally just, like, poured a bucket out. So sheets of rain looked like a hurricane out there. And then I'm looking outside. I looked outside whenever I was going out there waiting on you, and it looked like it's about to happen again. So... And then we're going to the beach next week, right in the middle of a hurricane. So we're hoping that actually goes through. Fingers crossed before we go. But anyways, let's get on a little bit with this actual show. First off, how was your week of training this past week?
It was good. It's hard.
It's hard?
Beat up.
Did you have a really hard one this week?
Yeah, Monday.
That was the one where you had to, it was like 40 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What was that one?
The first thing was 100-foot overhead walking lunge with a 100-pound dumbbell, 21 straight handstand pushups, 3 legless rope climbs, but you did that 4 times, and the cap was 15 minutes.
Wow.
I made it to the last lunge.
It was like 15 minutes per round?
Yeah. I had 2 rounds of that.
Wow.
So, yeah, a round was the 121-3, then you go 121-3, 121-3, 100. That's one round.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good grief. It was, I can't imagine having to lunge with 100 in my hand, period. Not much.
It was
much
absurdly
less
hard.
What was the worst part?
The lunge.
Dude, your shoulders are probably just like... blowed up. You probably look like that episode of SpongeBob where he's got anchor arms.
Well, it's great. I have lat pain. My Achilles.
It's great. I have lat pain.
My Achilles has tendonitis. My right knee is hurting. Mm-hmm. My hip, where my femur attaches to my hip, is pain. So, yeah, it's great.
Oh, wow, dude. So you're, like, actually beat up.
Yeah.
All right, so, guys, Eric's workout Monday was hit by a truck for, you know,
plus,
for
I do class, so.
Yeah. So, cool. As far as the class workouts, though, they've all been really fun.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yesterday's was, like, I wasn't prepared for that to be, you know, changing your plates is actually wasting time.
Yeah.
But you have to change plates.
Yeah, you have to change plates pretty fast.
That second time that I changed plates, I was like scrambling to hurry up and like change the plates. I was like, I'm wasting so much time. I'm not going to get anywhere if I don't hurry. I was like, I felt like my heart rate jacked more from the nerves of that than it did from like the double unders, the snatches.
I was happy with that one.
You actually made it like a full round.
Yeah, I got a round and then 13 in the 75 again.
I got one at 155, one into the set of 10s. That's as far as I got. Because I was just like, you know, like I said, just nervously trying to change plates as fast as possible. They kept rolling away from me. I was pulling a Patrick Vellner, you know. But anyways, our actual topic today that we're going to be talking about is there was a video that circulated among the coaches. Say about a month or two back, probably about 2 months back, whereas it was talking about like the perfect CrossFit coach, but really it was like saying all the things that coaches really wanted to say. And we thought it was so funny. And so we decided that, it was really taking a lot of hot takes about being a coach. And so we was like, you know what, let's do an episode where we like just do some hot takes about our own hot takes about being a coach. And so you can see a peek behind the curtain of what it's like to be us staring at you guys. First and foremost, a hot take is like, you know, maybe a controversial statement. If you don't really know what a hot take is. So here's the first one that I came up with, was ask us questions at the whiteboard and not when we're about to start. I know in my class, and I've heard the other coaches do it too, is that we were like, any questions for, you know, while we're at the whiteboard explaining everything, and it's radio silence. Everyone just looks at you like, yeah, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and they're like, great, we're all great, it's all great. And then, like, we're about to start, and then someone's like, hey, is this supposed to be this, this, and this? And, you die a little inside because you're just like, I asked if there's any questions beforehand. I mean, obviously, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to be like, should have paid attention.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you not get the PowerPoint?
Yeah, did you not get the memo? Dude, we got to start doing that. Just be like, I can't tell you now.
It's over.
I can't tell you. I legally can't tell you anymore.
No. Things do pop up, though. So.
No. There are legitimate questions, but as far as, like, you know, how to break things up, that's a legitimate question to have, you know, right before we start. Things like, do you think I should do this weight before we start? That's a legitimate question. But being like, what's the rep scheme of this again? Or... what's another one? How long is this for? How many rounds of this do we have? Things like that. I'm just like, those are the questions that make me just die a little inside. Do you have any questions that you just like, they just kind of grate your ears when you hear right before you're about to start? I say right before you're about to start as in like 2 to 3 minutes before you hit, you know, go on the clock.
Hey, can I use the bathroom?
That one always gets to you.
I mean, I usually in my class allot time for it. Mm. We're going to start in 5 minutes.
I tried to as well.
Use the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I had it at Elk Valley a lot where it was like 10 seconds. I got to use the bathroom.
Oh, I remember.
Like, I'm starting.
I remember those days though. I definitely remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, ah, come on, you're holding us up. And then being a coach, you're just like, just a little piece of you leaves with them. You know what I mean? But anyways, all right, so please, guys, just ask us questions at the whiteboard. That's what we're there for. That's the best time to ask questions because one question may lead into other questions that we can all answer right there. We have time allotted in the class to answer those questions. And I feel like that one, I'm going to take it from a hot take to being like giving you people advice. Don't be afraid to ask.
No, yeah, no questions dumb.
Yeah, there's no dumb questions. Not really any dumb answers.
No.
It's just, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. I mean, there's no fault in knowing that because how would you know? You know, it's if you don't know, you don't know. It's not a big problem. That's what we're here for. That's what we want to do. We want you here to help.
Yeah.
So ask us questions whenever we ask if you have questions and not later when we're about to hit go on the clock. All right. So number two is... we know when you actually have a problem and when you're being a baby. that one pretty much speaks for itself. there are so many times that, I mean, I'm not just saying it's just at Rocket City. I saw it at Elk Valley all the time, too. I've done it, personally. Is that someone's like, oh, no, I got, you know, maybe a shoulder thing, whatever, I can't really do this, or, you know, I'm doing that. And I'm like, literally, I saw you yesterday snatch 155. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so it's, we know, we pay attention, we see these things. Like, there's no hiding from us. do you ever have, like, you ever have what do you do in that situation though? You know, I'm like, what do you do, Eric, in that situation when you know someone like actually has a problem because it's in the tone of their voice whenever they say it to you? Because it's kind of hard to explain that tone, because it's like, hey, man, I hurt my knee, like, say, a month ago, and I'm, like, just not trying to get back to it. I may need to, instead of doing wall balls, I may just need to do, like, you know, wall ball squats or something. Hey, that's completely fine. But when you're like, I'm not really feeling the wall balls today, I'm like... So you're trying to wimp out. That's what I heard. And then another thing, too, is that, like, some people, they try to do it as an excuse to not have to do RX whenever, really and truly, they just don't want to do it. They don't want to do RX. They want to scale, but they feel like they need to come up with an excuse to scale. So they come up with some, like, injury that's not really, you know, my shoulder's kind of, you know, messing up. I can't really do these wall balls right now. I'm going to go to a lighter weight or something. And I'm sitting here thinking, there's sometimes where in that situation where you're like, okay, yeah, I can tell you actually have shoulder problems. And then also it's like, you're being a baby. You could actually do these, but you're not wanting to say, I can't do these at this weight because it'll kill me heart rate wise and workout wise. So I want to scale. Just say, I'm going to scale. This was, we don't care. I don't care if you can deadlift 600 pounds or 100. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Just scale. It's okay. But also, don't be a baby. This is not a gym for baby. I'm gym.
Yeah, I just usually just read people's facial expressions. You can kind of tell.
Yeah, to me, it's more the tone of their voice, because I don't know. Sometimes I can read expressions, but it's kind of hard to hide your voice tone to me.
I'm not at that point yet here. But at Elk Valley, like, I pretty much knew everybody. I knew everybody's maxes, too.
Yeah.
It got to the point where people were coming up to me and saying, what's my max on this? I'm like, it's this.
Yeah.
So,
there's a
really,
few
you couldn't
people,
really hide at Elk Valley. Here, I'm not there yet, but...
Right.
In Ollie, I'm there.
Right, because you see them constantly.
Yeah, it's all the time.
For me, I would like to get to that point here, but I don't... I only coach 5:30 here. So I don't, like, really see everybody doing all their stuff. The people in 5:30, I pretty much know their stuff. But, yeah, we do know. We pay attention. We can tell. And that leads right into this next one. This one's from Eric. We know when you're shaving reps.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
I don't sit there and count people, but I do. I can tell.
Yeah. You can tell, because
I did count one guy's in Knoxville, because he's like, I'm gonna do RX. I was like, okay,
yeah.
It was like 20 wall balls or something, actually pretty short.
Yeah,
and he did 13, and I was like,
okay,
Greg, what are you doing? Yeah, I decided to scale.
Oh, whenever you called him out, he said he decided to scale. Okay, I gotcha.
Because I'm not afraid. I'll call you out. If, like, I see it, I'm going to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, this sucks. I'm scaling. I was like, all right, Greg.
Yeah, this blows, dude. I'm not doing this. I'm straight up not having a good time right now, bro.
I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we can tell whenever you're shaving reps. I'm not going to explain how we can tell. We can tell. The easiest way, I guess the easiest way to explain it, if I am going to, is that we know about how long it should take for you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I have before been like just coaching and saw someone just, you know, blow straight through something. And their next round I started counting. So I'm like, I'm going to see what you do. I got to see this. And then sure enough.
Yeah.
So we know. We can tell. If you're
somebody at Elk Valley that did that, he'd always do everything. Like, if it was 20, he'd do 17.
He'd do like three off or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, three or four off.
Now, there's a difference between forgetting where you're at.
Or, and, like, forgetting counting.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah. Like, forgetting where you, like, where
that
to count.
Grace is the worst for me.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I get in 20s, I'm like, I don't know how many I've done.
You literally hit 20 and your mind just goes blank.
Every time, dude, I'm like, people ask me my time on that, I'm like, 140, maybe? I don't know.
Something. all right, so we're going to go right into our next one, which is, if we say take the weight down, please take the weight down. That's one that I put in there. There's a reason. In the video that we're referencing, I might actually put it on our story so that people can watch it. It's actually really funny.
It is a funny video.
There's somebody is about to do something in a workout, and they put 50% over their one rep max on the bar. And the guy was like, oh, you know that's 50% of your one rep max. Oh, you're feeling great today? Well, you know what? I believe in you. Let's do this. And I'm like, it got me thinking. And there's a lot of people who are like, they think they can do weights. And the answer is yes, they can. But not for 20 minutes. You see, you know, so whenever we say something like, maybe you should, you know, take some plates off. We're not thinking about round one. When we know that you're going to be able to do it. You absolutely can do that fresh. But what about round five? Whenever you're taking 5 minutes to do 10 deadlifts, you see what I'm saying? That's what we're thinking about whenever we say that. And if we say, you know, if there's a reason behind it. So trust that we know what we're talking about. Or else, you know, you're just going to sit there and stare at the clock for 5 minutes and, you know, really RX that rest that's not in the workout.
Or just, like, commit to it. Like, at Elk Valley, we had a thing where it was like, once you clip it, that's it.
That's it.
You cannot change your weight
can't
anymore.
Can't take the... I remember that.
Like, and well, you have committed to that.
There's a few times I've almost that said that
your
here.
Choice.
That is your choice. You might as well embrace the suck. But no, that's something I've almost said to people here. Just been like, oh, you're clipping that? You know, because that's something that we would say at Elk Valley. But I'm like, no one would really get that here. They'd be
no,
like,
they're just
like yeah, I guess I'm putting clips on it, being safe or something, you know?
Safety precaution.
Yeah, I guess I'm being safe or something. I don't know. They wouldn't really get it. So here's one from Eric is that we can't cater to everyone's musical needs.
I really can't. And I don't care. Like, I try to find the most random Spotify playlist that I can that has literally everything, and it just so happens it always plays rap. I don't know why.
Yep. That's just the way it goes.
But I try to pick the most random thing.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Whenever you have 10 different people in a class, you're going to have 10 different music tastes.
Yeah, for real.
And if you're complaining about the music during a workout, you're focusing on the wrong things. It's literally to drown out outside noise so you don't have to hear yourself breathing, the person next to you breathing, and then, you know, the person on the other side passing gas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to.
I will say that's true, because during the open, I don't hear anything.
Yeah, don't stop paying attention to it.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
It's there to be like a snake charmer, you know, you know, for you to just zone out. You know what I'm saying? If you're paying too much attention to the music, you're not paying enough attention to your workout. You don't need to care. Now, if it's like offensive or something, say something. That's different. But when you're just like, I don't really care for country music. I don't care for rap, or I don't really care for rock. I'm sorry.
Well, we're not listening to Beethoven.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, bro. I'm not listening to classical, man. It just doesn't really get the blood flowing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe we should make a Spotify playlist here. Everybody just puts their crap in there.
Everyone's like, you get one.
Yeah.
Every song from Post Malone, you got it.
But see, I don't know. It's like, for me, I don't listen to metal when I work out. I can't, just because I've been around it so much.
I only like listening to metal whenever I'm lifting weights. If I'm doing a Metcon, anything but country.
Yeah.
That's just me personally. You like your reason for not listening to metal while you work out is because you like analyze it too much.
Yeah.
Which I get that completely. But for me, it's just anything but country, because country is just not hype at all.
Come on, man.
I mean,
little George Strait.
I mean, little boot scooting boogie, man. Throw some Shania on there and I'll start doing Grace.
Hey, man. Some Brett Hurst, I know you do.
Oh, dude, yeah, there was one time it was just him in the 330, and he played Tyler Childers. Now, I'm not opposed to Tyler Childers at all. I don't usually like country music. I don't care to say that. But Tyler Childers is really good. He's just really slow and really chill. And I'm like, how do you work out to that? Whenever I walked into the gym and he was working out, and I was like, dude, how are you working out to this right now? But still.
We had a coach at CrossFit Knoxville that used to do Fiesta Friday, and he would play what you'd hear in Los Trojas. It was actually so funny. And people would complain, and he would just play it.
Man.
Fiesta Friday.
That is amazing. Oh, my God. That's amazing. I thought about doing something.
Used to do Metal Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That didn't last long.
I thought about doing, like, say you did a Spotify playlist, putting, like, a Britney Spears song on there or something, like, you know, like, Oops, I Did It Again or something. And anytime it comes on the playlist, everyone in the gym has to stop and do 5 burpees. No matter what you're doing, middle of the workout, nothing. I feel like that'd be really funny to do.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, musical taste is all over the place. You're not going to please everybody.
No, and you can't.
It's so hard.
You can't.
Yeah.
So, just...
That's super hard to do.
Like, I'm sorry. I know you like classical rock. I know you don't really care for dubstep, but we're playing dubstep. I'm sorry.
If it's my class, that's just what's on right now. Because it's the most random thing.
It's like, we try. I promise we try. Because, like, you're right, dude. That playlist is literally all rap, and it's, like, the same 8 songs.
I don't know. But it has over, like, a million songs on the playlist, and they always play the same ones.
And I don't know why. I don't know why it's like that.
It's just 3:30. This is the time allotted for these songs.
It's all right. It's 3:34. All right. Time for Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is, we know when you put the wrong times and weights into Wattify. We had a guy, I don't care to out this guy. We had a guy at Elk Valley who, we use Sugar Watt at the time, which is, it's a lot like Wattify, but better. But anyways,
it is kind of better.
It is far better. I was looking into Sugar Watt, and I don't know who caught it. Was it me who caught it? Was it you who caught it?
I don't know. I never look at the whiteboard, so I have no idea.
It might have been me who caught it. I was just like looking through. We had like a 3 rep max strict press, and I was just looking. I was like, what did everybody get? You know. And as I looked, someone had logged in 225 for 3 on strict press. Which, I mean, there's people here at Rocket City who can do that. Yeah, like for sure.
Those aren't weights that are like insane.
No, but for this person, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'm not calling anybody weak or anything like that, but this person was one of those people who put the wrong times and the wrong weights in there on purpose.
Yeah.
And so...
I said, wow, you beat Matt Frazier.
We was all like, dang, dude, that's really heavy. Like, are you sure that you did the right way? Because that's really heavy.
Like 20 people in this comment.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Me included. I was one of them. I was like, whoa. And he immediately changed. He's like, sorry, guys. I guess I accidentally hit the 2 instead. And he changed it to like 125. That dude did not accidentally put 225 in there, because it prompts you, I think, twice in Sugar Watt. It prompted you at least once. It's like, are you sure this is the, you know, I don't remember exactly how it worked, but I remember it prompting you again to make sure that you put the right thing in. And I'm like, bro, you totally, you totally fudged that number. But we know what you lift.
Yeah.
We see it. And if you put something that's just like stank nasty in there, you know, if you're like going for, you know, a 3 rep max strict press and you put, you know, 330 in there, and we're going to be like, you liar. You are a liar. So we know. Next one is, please don't drop an empty barbell.
Oh, man.
I've heard a clang.
Is not cool.
I've heard a clang at least twice this month.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't.
And let me just explain what happens whenever that happens.
That hurts.
Inside the collar, which is the fat part of the barbell, there's the actual shaft part where you grip. Then there's the collar where you push the weights up against. And then there's the second part of the collar where the weights go on, right? That's where you load the plays. So in the fat part, it spins, okay? And there's a bunch of ball bearings in there. That helps the barbell to spin. Whenever you do Olympic weight lifts, your plates need to spin. If your plates aren't spinning, your wrist is not going to have a good time.
You ain't winning.
You ain't spinning. You ain't winning, dog. that's a shirt. So, if you ain't spinning, you ain't winning. So what ends up happening whenever you drop an empty barbell, even from waist height, even from knee height, you're messing up those ball bearings in there to where the barbell doesn't spin anymore. And if you ever try to power clean, power snatch, squat clean, overhead, anything Olympic lift related with a barbell that does not spin, you will feel it immediately. I did back at mom's during the pandemic and, before we had Rocket City and all that stuff. Mom's barbell got gunked up somehow. It wasn't from dropping it. It just, got gunked up, and dad ended up cleaning it. But I did one power clean at 135. Easy weight for a guy, typical RX weight. It's not that big of a deal. It nearly took my wrist clean off. there's no other way to explain it other than it doesn't spin and it's not good for you. There's a reason whenever we do the axle bar, which is literally a straight bar all the way across with a welded collar on it, that we clean it a different way because that mug doesn't spin. So be mindful of that, because barbells are expensive and you're going to make it not spin. And yeah, dropping it once, yeah, it's fine. You're not going to mess it up. But you got about 3 to 4 to 5 times to drop that thing before it's going to take someone's wrist off.
Yeah, it's not going to spin anymore.
Yeah, and so just be mindful of that.
We had a dude in Knoxville. He was a ex-college basketball player. So he's 6'7".
Oh, you told me about this guy.
I think it was the first or second day. We were doing Randy, which is a hero workout, 75 power snatches.
Yeah.
And his last rep, he's got it overhead.
Yeah.
And slams the mug.
What's the weight?
He just had a barbell. Because it was the second day. So I was like, yeah, we're just going to.
Ooh, that makes me hurt.
6'7", that thing went down.
It traveled so far.
And the floor here is actually really nice. It's got a little bit of a give. Mm. Our floor at CrossFit Knoxville did not. It was like the floor at Elk Valley.
Yeah.
There is no give in those.
Yeah, some CrossFit gyms don't have much give to the floor.
That you might as well drop on concrete.
Mm.
It was so loud. And I was just like, oh.
Shwabang! I bet you that thing bounced and clanged in the air, man. And everything.
It was bad. That right. Barbell RIP.
What actually happened to that bar?
I don't know. Probably broke somebody's wrist. I don't know.
Still flying through the earth's crust.
I still remember it, dude. He was so tall.
All right, we got two more. Please only drop the bar when you have 25s and up.
Yeah.
We happen to have 15s here that are thicker.
Yeah.
And
those are okay.
The thicker 15s, not the new ones that we have.
No, but those will break.
The thicker 15s, the crumb 15s, they're called crumb plates. Those are okay to drop. But for any people who's listening from other gyms, those plates bend really bad. And it's not going to mess up the bar. But you're going to jack up those plates, which is also just as hard and expensive to come by.
Once that metal ring in the middle comes out, you can't fix it. It's done.
It's over. The plates are done.
Throw it out.
It's the metal ring on the inside that's gonna mess up, because whenever they drop, it folds. If you've never seen it happen, try to watch somebody that does it, and you'll be like, oh, God, no. And that even means, like, some people will, like, stack tens and then do it.
Yeah.
I still say no on that one. The most that I would be okay with it as a coach would be, like, a 15 and then a 10. Because then it's kind of spread out a little bit more. But just set them down that way. So, there you go. I know that it's cool to bar slam and stuff. I get it. I do it. You know what I mean? If I ain't slamming, I ain't jamming. You know what I mean? Shirt number two. Anyways, it's just be mindful of the plates that you have on it. I understand it's still heavy for you. If that's what you're going for, it still can be heavy for you. Just try to set it down a little bit. You can drop it from like waist height and it'd be okay, but don't drop it from overhead.
No.
So last one, if a coach suggests you to scale, there might be a reason. We see a lot of stuff. As I've said earlier in this episode, we see a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We see whenever your core's not tight. We see whenever you kind of like your feet are a little bit forward in a lift or, you know, any and everything. I promise you. We saw it. And so if we suggest on a workout, like, hey, this is really heavy, or hey, this movement's kind of complicated, you might want to scale. Therefore, you need to take that a little bit seriously, because what we're actually doing, we said this before in another previous episode where it was like the importance of scaling and what is RX and stuff like that, is if you're constantly doing over what you need to be doing and you're ignoring your coach and it's like, you might want to scale. There's only so much that we're going to say that to you. And then we're just going to be like, you know, you signed the waiver. I mean, that's kind of funny to say, but at the same time, it's just like, it's legit. Yeah. So if you don't scale, we're just like, all right, get hurt. It's your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just pay attention to us whenever we tell you to scale. So, like, the thing is, like, I was thinking about this exact one, and here's a good example. Just because you can do a GHD sit-up doesn't mean that you should do GHD sit-ups. So, GHD sit-ups are really complicated, and they put a lot of stress on the abdominal muscles, a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean, they overstretch it.
Overstretch it, and then they overcompress it.
Yeah, and the problem is you don't feel them when you're doing them.
Nope.
They're also not a strength.
Mm-mm.
It is a core endurance.
Yep.
So
you're not building abs.
No.
Not really.
No, not really. Not on those. I will say that. You don't on those.
Yeah.
You
build core strength.
At Elk Valley, I always used to tell people, we only had one GHD, and it was never used.
Mm-hmm. I saw it used one time that was not by you.
Yeah.
And Brett used it in a workout.
Yeah. I would say if you can do 100 ab mat sit-ups in a row without stopping, then you're ready.
Yeah. If not...
Like, you can handle the volume of them or the impact of them, because they will tear you up.
If you can't do 100 ab mat sit-ups in a row without stopping...
You should stay at ab mat sit-ups.
You should probably just stay at ab mat sit-ups. And there's no shame in that. I understand the GHD looks cool. It probably makes you feel cool to do them. But if we're like, hey, this is a lot of GHDs. Maybe you should do an ab mat sit-ups. And then you go over there and grab the GHD machine. I die a little inside. Just know that I know that you shouldn't be doing it. And maybe you should just stick with it. And then you'd probably have a better time in the workout. And you'd probably actually finish. Instead of getting capped. Because here's a hot take, too. You're not supposed to get time capped.
Not all the time. Sometimes it is good for you.
Sometimes it's like a learning experience. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Sometimes it's like you should do RX and you should kind of suffer.
Yeah.
Like you need those days.
Yeah. Like you need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. I get you. But still, like it still kind of stands, though. Most of the time, you're not supposed to get capped.
Yeah. No. Not every day.
Yeah. So.
I would say like once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week, you can go all out and party.
Don't go dying on me.
I love that line, dude. That's so funny.
Dude, Dumb and Dumber is like the most quotable movie. Don't go dying on me.
That's so good.
Oh, man. Oh, all right. Well,
this is just for fun, though.
Yeah, it's just for fun. Don't take it as like.
No, don't take it serious.
Yeah, don't take it too seriously. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm fully expecting some backlash yeah. from this. So I'm going to be ready. but regardless, you know, take this all in good fun. If, you know, if you felt like it got a little too personal, I'm sorry. we weren't trying to get personal.
No.
But still.
And I've been there. I had a day one. I had my first 3 years of this. Like,
yeah.
And ask questions. If you don't know something, mm-hmm. ask. And sometimes you do need to try RX, and you'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get there.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like, oh, I need to scale, but you're like, I think I can try RX on this one, try it. We're not going to make fun of you then. We're never going to make fun of you for anything, really. But still, like, you know, as with everything, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
It's all in good fun. If you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at?
Yeah.
So, anyways, you have any closing remarks?
Mm.
Kind of felt like that was your closing remarks.
Yeah. Well, be on the lookout for that RSF competition we're
doing.
Oh,
yeah. The Rocket City CrossFit Total with Operation RSF. You can sign up for it through the link in our Instagram, mm-hmm. or you can go to eventbrite.com and search Rocket City CrossFit, and it'll be like one of the first things that comes up. We're planning on having food trucks, vendors, everything. Even if you're not competing, still show up. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Remember, just because you're not a strength monster doesn't mean that you shouldn't compete in it either.
Yeah, I mean, it is a good time. Like,
it'll be fun. It's a good challenge. It's more of a CrossFit workout than what you think it is.
Actually, it's going to be set up well because our strength cycle is 8 weeks, and mm-hmm. that's about
it's going to be right at the
so,
end of it.
Like,
just about.
If you want to save your maxes for that day, I would.
Yeah. If you want to
doing all those,
if you want to see like a taste of what it's going to kind of be like, we're kind of following the format that the games used at the CrossFit games used in 2020. Mm-hmm. So YouTube CrossFit, total, 2020, and it'll, you know, CrossFit games total 2020. And then you'll watch that and you'll kind of see how we're going to run it.
Yeah, we'll put out a video, too.
Yeah, we'll be putting out a video with standards and stuff. I was going to do this past week, but Eric told me to wait. So I was like, all right, well, let's wait and let's do a little bit more official and all that stuff. But anyways, be on the lookout for that. And then if you want to check us out on our social medias, you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Rocket City CrossFit. Check us out on our other podcast, The Secret Dungeon. And guys, we will see you next time. Oh, and real quick, we're going to switch to a two-week format. Instead of a weekly podcast, we're going to switch to a bi-weekly because we're wanting to go more towards interviewing people because we feel like that those are the better episodes anyways. Mm-hmm. And so it's easier to get people if we schedule it like 2 weeks in advance. So we're going to go to more of a bi-weekly show. So there's not going to be a show next week, but there will be one the week after.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that. We're going bi-weekly now. All right, guys, and we will see you next time.